It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Let's get the show going.
Where are you?
I don't know.
There you are.
What happened?
Well, when people do things in here, they like to press buttons.
Who uses the headphones over here last? Is this Dan?
Why?
His head is huge. Try to put these headphones on and it's like, boom, on my shoulder. I thought I was putting on a raincoat made of headphones.
Team Awesome Morning Party, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Thursday. I cannot believe it. This is crazy.
It is Thursday. Thursday.
It's already here.
I just tweeted / Facebook. Good morning, social media. Tune in and celebrate this Thursday.
Ah, yes.
The Team Awesome Morning Party. And before all you people go crazy and start saying, you're celebrating a pagan blah, blah, blah. I really like Thor, so get over it. I just put it on Twitter.
I can't wait for the next movie.
I know, me too.
That's
Dark World.
So good.
Dark World. Dark World.
It's going to be fantastic. We got a great show for you today. Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project will be joining us today.
Yes. Yesterday, Clay sent me a video of himself and I guess his family. There were little kid voices in the background.
This is crazy.
On a rattlesnake hunt. I don't even think he heard the show yesterday. And he instinctively sent me that to put fear in my heart.
Yeah, so we're going to have to talk to him about that.
He picked that. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. I want to talk to him about it and then see if he'll let us post that video because it's just crazy.
It's crazy. It's one part Indiana Jones, three parts stupid.
Yeah. We'll be talking to him coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. It is also Trivia Thursday. We've got a lot of great stuff at the prize closet we'll be giving away today, so you got to make sure you keep it locked to Static Radio. Speaking of cool stuff.
So many gifts.
We do. We have gifts.
People don't even get it.
You know what a good gift is?
What?
Pair of tickets to see the City Harmonic.
Oh, what did you say? A pair of tickets to a concert?
City Harmonic's going to be here September 22nd, part of Live at the Lobo with, Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. Yeah. Great worship show with City Harmonic. Make sure you check out details, mystaticradio.com. Tickets available there, but yeah. We got a good day.
Yeah, we do.
I'm excited, man. Going to be talking a little bit about fantasy football today as well because the season is upon us, let's be honest.
Snap!
You and I had our fantasy football draft this last week.
Yeah, this guy over here is in two leagues.
I am. I'm in three, actually.
Three? Gosh. We talk about how we don't have enough time.
Just yesterday, we were complaining about how we don't have enough time in our day.
There's not enough time in my day. What, another fantasy league? Sure, I'll join. Sure. Another one? Okay.
I'm learning to say no. I've said no to a couple really good friends that I wanted to play fantasy football with, but I could not.
I have a pretty good team. And the fantasy league that I'm in is Stock Team 6.
Yeah.
Stock Team 6. Shout out. That's my old stock team, Forever 21, back in Nashville.
Is that what it is? I was wondering.
Yeah, that was our... Man, when you're working there, you just got to get through the day. So you got to cling on to little things.
Like fantasy football.
Like nicknames for your cool stock team.
Stock Team 6. Oh, that's not official.
No.
I don't know why I thought that would be.
No. Stock Team 6. I think Fred made it up. Fred! I miss you! I missed you, James!
He missed us because he missed about half the draft.
Gosh, Fred. What's funny is we can never get in touch with Fred.
Ever.
Text him, won't answer. Call him, every once in a while he'll answer. You'll get his voicemail, he'll be like, this is Fred Waller, leave me a voicemail. But then we made the joke in the we had a big group message, everybody involved in the fantasy draft.
Yeah.
It's like, where is Fred? And then I said, I bet his girlfriend's updating his Facebook. You could probably talk to him there, and no lie. got a hey tell from Tim about a minute later. Tim said, sure enough, I messaged him on Facebook, and I am currently talking to him immediately.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Fred, get off of Facebook!
Fantasy football taking over right now. It is that season. It is that time. I've completed two of my three drafts.
I got a good team.
My three leagues.
I think I have a good team. As much as I can know about football, my limited scope.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm going to pose this question now. We can talk about it a little later. But I found this story that blew my mind. Fantasy football drafts. Let's be honest, man. Ours was pretty quick, and it still took a couple hours.
It did.
It went fast.
And it was going.
We only had a minute per draft pick.
Yeah.
And it still took some serious time, especially when Stephanie Skipper sniped my quarterback one pick before me, and then Timmy Skip kept sniping. Like, everybody was sniping everything out from under me. Mateo.
Oh, what?
I kept getting this little alert saying that people in my queue were just dissolving.
His computer
disappearing.
Would go, his computer would go, bing, and then I'd be like... just giggling.
My favorite part is because you came to one of my drafts. Yes, you actually had to show up. We had a fantasy football draft.
The other team that Steve-O's involved in is for real.
Yeah.
Like, we went to an abandoned building in the middle of the night on Sunday afternoon, and it was raining, and we had to get pizza.
This is true.
And people sitting at a table.
There was a real draft board. You had to tell the commissioner your pick. He would call out the pick to everybody.
There was a guy, Dave Myers,
was
Skyping in from Iowa.
Yeah, Dave Myers in the league. This has been a league since, I believe, 2002.
They have a history. They have a printed out history.
We really do, a printed out history of every year of the league, who's won over the last few years. I am one of, I think, three people who have never won the championship. I have lost in the Super Bowl, I think, three times.
But I saw that your two best seasons... It was like 2011 and 2009 or something.
Yeah.
And your worst season was 2010.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bad year for me. It was a bad year.
It was funny, though. The guy that won there,
Joe,
he kept walking around with the trophy. He'd walk up to the board and he'd go, let's see, who am I going to pick? And he would just be holding the trophy. I thought that was pretty funny.
Every year we get a tag with the team name and you're just carved in there for life on the trophy.
Woo.
That's a pretty serious league. So we had that league, and then you have this House of Heroes / SEAL Team 6 or whatever it is.
Stock league. Team 6.
And
it's a forever. Okay.
People dropped out.
Yeah.
And I didn't know I was going to be in this league, so before the draft, I'm telling you, oh man, this dude, this is the top defense, and this is, you know who you need to get, and da-da-da-da-da-da, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh crap, I'm in this league too now.
Yep.
And I just told him all of my sleeper secrets.
Yep.
And sure enough...
Not to mention, I took a picture of their board
at
the real league after it was over, and I can see who got picked first in every single position. I was prepared,
you were
Tim.
Prepared.
You
were
thought
prepared.
I was coming in clueless. No, sir.
Yeah. Fantasy football.
You don't get Drew Brees when you're clueless, buddy. Booyah!
It's that time, gentlemen. Here's the thing, man. Drafts take forever, and it's awful. If you're doing online drafts where connectivity, man, people, they're logged in, then they get booted, then they have, and you're calling the commissioner, wait, I didn't make that pick! Here's the craziest story I've seen as far as fantasy football drafts.
Okay.
A Twitter user, Alika, tweeted that a dude in the movie theater she was at brought his laptop to the movies with his girlfriend. Hashtag respect. Why, do you ask? Well, here's why she hashtagged respect. She actually walked up and asked the dude... what was going down, and was told that the boyfriend was told the movie would be over earlier, so he agreed to go to the movie. His girlfriend knew that he had a fantasy football draft, but it turns out the movie they wanted to go to was sold out.
Oh, no.
But he wanted to stay true to his word with his girl.
Yep.
So he went to a later movie. but he had his laptop with him. In fact, as the girlfriend did her part, she brought a USB Wi-Fi stick for the computer.
Oh, my
God. So during the movie, he was taking care of business.
Better not have been a Cinemark movie theater.
Oh, man. Here's the deal, guys. Here's what I want to know. How much time have you invested in your fantasy football draft this month? We have done some serious research. We have spent time.
Yeah, I think I spent total probably about 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because I watched you guys for two, and then about an hour before our draft,
yeah,
I was kind of looking at stuff.
Man.
Like, who is this guy? How do you pronounce that name? What? There's a team in Washington? Yeah.
Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. We'll talk about fantasy football a little later, but you can get in now on Facebook. Our boy AJ.
Yeah.
Check it. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news with me, Mateo. All you need to know right now, I gotta read it fast. Door didn't shut.
My bad.
It's okay. There is a tiny Oklahoma town trying to rid the water supply of worms.
Ooh.
Beating the late summer heat isn't easy. As easy as running to the sink in one northeast Oklahoma town, as residents there are being asked not to drink the tap water after red worms were found in the filtering system.
Gross, man!
Worms in your water. Worms in your water. Water worms. Worm water. Gross. The worms, ranging from half an inch to an inch long, showed up earlier this week in the drinking water supply in Calcord, a small town about 80 miles east of Tulsa. City Councilman Terry Wood said city water was turned back on Wednesday morning after workers cleaned, drained, and recleaned the water tower. No worms were found in the tower. Wood says the town continues to look into the worm issue, plans to find out what happened. Residents are being asked not to consume the water or use it to brush teeth or prepare food, but it can be used for showers and other activities.
Because, we don't want you to ingest this,
yes,
but please pour this all over your body.
Pour it on your skin. Your skin is resilient.
That's disgusting.
Oh, Steve-o.
Huh.
Starbucks is serving an item in secret.
Really?
That's right.
I knew it. I knew it. They're part of the Illuminati.
They're being secretive.
Them and Doctor Strange and Black Bolt.
Yesterday, we found out about a Manhattan restaurant playing Christmas music super early.
Right.
Check this out.
Uh-oh.
There's word that Starbucks is secretly serving pumpkin spice lattes already.
Stop it right now.
According to sources, listen to this. According to sources, you can use a code. A secret code.
This is not true.
To get a pumpkin spice latte.
What's the secret code?
Get your pens out, folks. Type it in your notes on your iPhone. Whatever your Android does, do it. Secret code, capital. This is all caps. PSL10. PSL10.
Where did you hear this?
Starbucks confirmed it on their official Facebook page.
Stop it right now. What do you give them? What do you mean give them a code?
You walk in and you say, hey.
I'll take the PSL 10.
No, you go, let's see. Probably have a muffin. Nah, not a muffin. Maybe Americano. PSL 10. No, I don't feel like a water right now.
PSL 10.
You give them that look like. You walk
you
in
know
and
what's
you
up.
Say, you say, the sun is warm. And then they say, but the ice is slippery.
Ooh.
And then you know. What is that from? What is that from?
Mission Impossible.
The Shadow.
Oh,
starring Alec Baldwin. Do you remember that movie?
I do remember that movie, sadly.
It was a terrible
Obviously,
movie.
I don't remember that movie well enough to remember that scene.
It was a terrible movie.
Yeah. That's not breaking news.
11-year-old is youngest student ever at a Texas Christian university.
Wow.
An 11-year-old aspiring physicist and Star Wars fan has become the youngest student ever in the history of Texas Christian University. Carson Huiyu, I think that's how you pronounce it, graduated in May as a co-valedictorian from the Accommodated Learning Academy in Grapevine, Texas, when he was still 10.
Oh, my god!
His mother drives him to TCU in Fort Worth Fort Worth. After dropping his younger brother off at school, regular school,
and then bye, little brother. Then regular school.
Goodbye, regular normal son. I'm going to take my savant to college. His mother drives him to TCU in Fort Worth after dropping off his younger brother, spends the day on campus with him.
Gosh.
The mom said her son, still less than 5 feet tall, you know what? He might be able to solve complex equations, maybe rid the world of cancer one day.
Yeah.
But he can't ride Expedition Everest at Disney World, I'll tell you that much. Come at me, little kid, with your knowledge and your space smart stuff.
Good luck riding Space Mountain.
Yeah, good luck. You might be able to solve. You might be able to get us to space, but you can't ride Space Mountain, and I can. Little jerk.
Stop it.
Carson, who wants to be a quantum physicist, is taking physics, math, history, and religion in his first semester.
Gosh.
She said her son was reading by the age of 2.
Okay.
Brody better catch up.
He's 9 months old.
He enjoyed numbers and math from an early age, and he is also a self-taught pianist.
Stop it.
I am not kidding.
11, do you think that's, I don't know.
If I can believe that there is a place in Oklahoma with worms in the water,
yeah,
then I can believe that there is a kid that's 11 years old that is smarter than anybody ever except me.
I believe it. It's just the problem. Do you, I don't know, an 11-year-old on a college campus, man. Like, too much too soon?
His mom's with him all the time.
Yeah, okay.
She's gonna help
him. Too much too soon?
And it says it's Texas Christian University.
TCU? That means nothing to me.
I know. I mean, if anything, he's probably just getting in arguments over evolution and creationism.
Right.
And you got the heated guy going, no! No! No!
You're 11, and no! I don't have to listen to you!
7 days! I'm out! I'm 24, you little jerk. You want to go ride a roller coaster? Ha! That would have been me.
Oh, man.
In other crazy news, a man stole his father's body from a Detroit cemetery to bring him back to life.
Stop it right now.
A man accused of stealing his father's body from a Detroit cemetery with the hope of bringing him back to life has pled guilty in exchange for avoiding prison. 49-year-old Vincent Bright, enough said, stole the body of a 93-year-old Clarence Bright from the cemetery in January and stored it in a home freezer.
Wow.
Police got a tip from other family members. Police said Bright took the body in the hope that his father would be resurrected.
Okay.
It just goes to show you that sometimes you do not live up to your last name. Remember that. Also, there is a new... Jack will be interested in this. Jack, if you are listening, you need to listen up right now.
All
right,
9-year-old. Get to it.
A new species of shark has been found.
What?
On the seafloor.
Yes!
A new species of shark that walks along the seabed...
No, stop
it. ...has been discovered off the coast of Indonesia. The brown-spotted fish called Hemiscleum halmahera. No idea. Is a species of bamboo shark that grows up to 27 inches in length. So it's about a little over a foot long.
Okay. It's still got hands and feet?
The shark lives on the ocean floor and wriggles their bodies so that their fins push them along in a walking motion.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty neat.
So they don't have hands and feet.
We are still discovering new animals every day.
Yep.
That is awesome.
That is awesome. In a terrifying manner. Do not tell my kid that there's a shark that can crawl.
Oh my gosh. Land shark.
Yes! Land shark.
What?
Pizza.
Land shark was funny. If you don't know what that is, you need to watch classic SNL.
Yeah.
I bet that little genius doesn't know what that is. He's probably too busy solving real-world problems.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
It's already Thursday, man. I love this. I love how quickly the week is going by.
It's not bad. It's going really fast.
Yeah.
One day we're going to be like, what happened? It's quiet.
Oh. Are you excited for this morning like I am?
Yeah.
What just happened?
What?
Ah, there we go.
We are.
I see what happened there.
What happened?
I see what happened.
Do it again.
It's time for birthdays.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it was weird.
That was kind of weird, huh?
We sounded really cool.
We sounded robotic.
We were like, hello, my name is Mateo.
Yeah. Yeah. Good morning, Stever.
Hey, good morning. 241st day of 2013. There's 124 days remaining.
Until my party that Mateo's not going to be
and
at.
I wasn't listening. Did you do traffic?
No.
There is something I should mention. I got a call from Kevin.
Uh-huh.
A regular KNKT listener.
Okay.
And southbound ramp to I-25 to eastbound 40. The interchange there, apparently a sizable accident. There's rescue vehicles and what have you. So
oh, wow.
Avoid it if you can.
I-25 north at the Big I.
It's actually southbound 25 to eastbound 40 on the big on the ramp, the flyover.
Oh, gotcha. So then our SIG alert is a liar.
Yeah. Oh,
no, it's something here, but it
says I-25 north at the Big I.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the interchange, there's stuff going down.
Yeah.
Don't go there. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Let's get right to this. I went to the best one for you first.
Oh, okay.
I thought you'd appreciate this.
James Taylor. Not James Taylor?
No.
No.
But there's guitars and I want to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not James Taylor?
So it's like...
Not the best one. Your hand fits
in my like. Oh, I want to punch things.
What is this?
It's Liam Payne from One Direction.
Oh, it's causing me pain.
The best one?
Oh.
For first?
Wow.
Mitch isn't in here.
Yeah.
Well, you better guess.
I don't know if you knew this, but we're men.
Okay. He's, what? 20? 19.
He's 20.
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
I feel ashamed for getting that. Can we please go to the next one?
All right. Let's just move on. Former U.S. Navy Academy graduate, Navy pilot, POW. And Senator from Arizona.
John McCain.
Whoa! Celebrating a birthday.
America.
His father and grandfather were both admirals in the Navy.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He is 112.
Stop.
He is a robot.
He's 82.
No, I'm just kidding. 84.
77.
Oh, okay.
77. Former presidential candidate as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's done everything.
Yeah.
Just about.
Yeah.
He didn't get president.
No, he didn't make that.
I wonder if that has anything to do with the running mate he chose.
Wow, man. You're going to go there.
Next birthday.
Hey, I didn't know this. This music composed by Bill Conti for Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Oh.
So is it Bill Conti's birthday, or is it, what is that?
I am a Robin Leach.
Robin Leach.
Robin Leach.
There you go. He is 72.
82.
72.
Yeah! Boom!
Yeah,
At least you got somebody cool.
Yeah. Robin Leach, really?
Yeah.
That's the somebody cool?
I would take him over One Direction Kid any day.
That's wait. It's Risky Business. Is it Tom Cruise's?
Nope.
No, it's not. Is it Bob Seger's birthday?
Nope.
Is it Rebecca De Mornay? Yes!
Who?
Rebecca De Mornay. She was the chick in Risky Business.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep. Rebecca De Mornay. What else? Rock's Cradle?
She was in
Rock's Cradle.
Oh, man. She was also in the Disney version of The Three Musketeers back in the day with Rod Stewart and Brian Adams.
Oh, that was the new one.
It was the trio. Brian Adams, Rod Stewart, and Sting.
Yeah.
Oh, from Three Musketeers?
Yes. Yep. Rebecca De Mornay was in that movie, too.
Gotcha.
I went the Bob Seger route.
That's okay. This is a good route there, buddy.
Okay.
Your wife's going to be pretty bummed because you had an opportunity to play Rod Stewart and you did it.
Yeah, that's true.
So
Rebecca's birthday.
Sorry, Nance.
How old is she now?
She is timeless, let's be honest. I don't want to guess her age because she scares me. When I was a child, I somehow saw Hand the Rocks a Cradle.
47.
I didn't sleep for years. 49.
54.
Oh, man.
She'd be kind of pleased with both of you.
Yeah.
This next guy actually was in one of my favorite movies. Not the theme I'm playing. He was in...
Dustin Hoffman.
No, he was in The Great Escape way back in the day.
And, like 1987?
No, back in the 60s or something with James Garner. It was about the POWs escaping from the German prison camp.
Oh.
And he was also in this movie. No?
Oh, hold on. Sorry.
You should have this already, Steve-O.
Yes, Steve-O.
Should I fast forward?
Yes.
Okay. Disappointed in you.
I'm really disappointed,
disappointed in
me. Jurassic
this
Park.
This is his favorite movie of all time.
Richard Attenborough is celebrating.
Sir Richard Attenborough.
Richard Attenborough, actor, director. Is he a sir?
Yes, he is.
And rightly so.
Yes, rightly so.
He's
Who
celebrating.
Is he?
Gosh, he was he was the scientist.
He was John Hammond.
What?
Oh, the flea circus. I see the fleas and you see the fleas, mommy. I see the fleas.
He was the guy who invented the dinosaurs.
He said,
His grandchildren.
25 miles an hour.
His grandchildren were the ones that were in the explorers running around.
Say it again. We have a T-Rex.
Yep.
The old guy with the beard.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's all you had to say was the old white guy with the beard.
Yeah.
If you look above you, you should see a series of cables.
It's Richard Attenborough's birthday.
Parallel to the. I guess I got turned around back there somewhere.
86.
Oh, man, I'm glad he's still alive. 87.
90.
90. Wow. Gosh.
Yeah. Should we just keep playing this?
Yes.
Actually, I found a reason to play this next song, so I'm going to play it.
All right.
Even though this actor only appeared in one episode of this show as AD Karen Goodall, but she was on the show, so I'm going to play it. She also appeared in... Sin City, Watchmen, Mr. Popper's Penguins, Political Animals, and
yes.
Night at the Museum.
She's the mom from Spy Kids. She's
Carla Gugino.
Yes!
You like her?
I love her. I'm a fan.
It's her birthday.
She's awesome. She's a great actress. That's right, she was in one episode of Justified.
Yeah.
Mateo, you have to watch this!
No.
How old is she?
She is young at heart. She is 40... Wait, how old was Rebecca De Mornay?
54.
Oh, man. I'm still going to say 44.
49.
42.
Oh, dang it, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
From the cast of Glee.
Nope.
Lea Michele. It's her birthday.
Oh, man. That poor girl is grieving.
Which one is that?
She is the main one, I think.
The main one?
Look, I've only seen it like twice.
You've seen it?
I have seen
it. I've never seen it.
She's the one who's... She was... Her boyfriend's the guy that...
Oh. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
23.
Oh, gosh. 22.
She's 27.
Oh.
A little older than you thought.
I feel better about myself.
Yeah. not from the TV show, but from the movie.
Mission Impossible.
No.
Oh.
Jurassic
the audio's
Park.
Not playing.
Get Jaws. Smart. There was no from Jaws TV show.
No, from the movie.
Jingle All
MASH.
The Way.
Stop. Oh. I'm never
before my time.
You don't have to play it. It's okay.
What?
I've never seen it.
Maybe
Never
we
really
should.
Seen it.
Maybe we should cry.
From the movie MASH.
What if we played the Jurassic Park?
He actually played Trapper John M.D. Yeah, Trapper John.
Trapper John.
Was there no Trapper John in the TV show?
There was a Trapper John in the TV show.
Oh, but it was played by a different actor.
Yeah, in the movie.
Wow.
Yeah, Elliot Gould's birthday today.
Elliot Gould.
Yeah, he was the dad on Friends. He was.
Yeah.
Monica's,
he's been in a thousand things. We just saw a movie with him.
Why didn't we play the theme song to Friends?
He was on Ray Donovan, that new show on
Ray Showtime. Donovan.
Yeah.
But it's his birthday today.
He was also in, like, the Ocean's... You know who I'm talking
about?
Yeah. Ocean's 11.
So. On Ocean's 13, he was the one that was real sick, and they were all doing it for him.
Oh! Oh! Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Older guy. Yeah.
Yep.
He played Ross and Monica's dad.
Yeah.
Yes. 76. 67.
75.
Oh, I almost said 75.
And we don't often do this, but someone who would have had a birthday today
okay.
is gone.
Oh.
Celebrate the King of Pop.
Michael?
Oh, snap. Mm. I just almost...
Gonna make a change for once in my life.
Oh, man, it's MJ's birthday.
It'll feel real good.
Nice harmonies there, Tail.
Gonna make it right. As I turned up the car,
dude, say what you will. There's a reason why when Brody was born, when we put him in the car, his first record was Thriller. Because I wanted him to start his life off right. I'm just saying.
A son of disregard, a broken bottle top, and what them soul.
Can we just play this whole song?
They follow each other on the wind, you know. Cause they got nowhere to go. That's why I want you to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his way.
King of Pop.
Yeah.
Would have celebrated a birthday today.
Wow. Well, I know he was 50 when he died. And that was a few. So he was 51 when he died? He was 51? So he would have been. What has it been? 2 years? So he would have been 53 today? He would have been 50.
No, dude. That happened.
It can't have been that long ago. When did we lose MJ?
Would he have been.
I'm going to say he would have been 53 today.
Gosh, 57. Dude. No. Yes, 57.
55.
Oh! Man, I feel like in honor of MJ, we should just do all MJ beds today.
Why not?
That's it for birthdays.
All right!
Woo! You ready, okay. ready for dates?
Yes. No! I don't want you to stop playing this! So good.
All right,
we can move on.
So on this date, in what year did Gottlieb Daimler patent the world's first motorcycle?
Oh, whoa. Dude, this is such a great song, too. By the way, we haven't even talked about the fact that after 30 years of being in Bon Jovi,
yeah, Ricky,
what? Richie Sambora, Ricky. Fired. Oh!
Drama.
30 years, man!
30 years.
You'd think after a few years, they'd just get over it.
So on this date, in what year did Gottlieb Daimler patent the world's first motorcycle?
1899. Probably not.
18...
What? No, come on. The Model T was like 1900-something. I think I threw everybody off.
1870.
1885.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. You didn't throw anyone off.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Wasting away. Know the place.
If you sing that song at the beginning of that Civil War song mm-hmm. that we play.
Yeah.
It's oh, pretty crazy.
So on this date, in what year was the last Beatles concert played in San Francisco, California?
On this date. Man, MJ was born.
Was this the one on
what
the roof?
Day.
Didn't they play on a roof?
That's you two.
No, the Beatles played on a roof at some point.
Last Beatles concert played in San Francisco, California. What year was it?
1969. No.
72?
66, the year... The year of my birth.
The year of your birth.
Yeah. And today...
Oh, hey.
Today is Individual Rights Day.
Yeah.
All right.
It's also the National Sweet Corn Festival. It begins today in Hoopston, Illinois. The annual event includes nearly 30 tons of free corn on the cob.
Make some Illinois!
You want some sweet corn?
And it's More Herbs Day, Less Salt Day.
Oh, cool.
Sweet corn?
More herbs, less salt.
More herbs.
Sweet tea?
No.
Sweet corn?
Dude, cilantro.
Diet Coke?
We're going to add some cilantro to this today.
And that is all.
That is all. We got to take a quick break. Coming up, we got Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project. It is Trivia Thursday. We're going to be giving away some CDs from the prize closet. It is a good day to be alive.
It is a great day to be alive.
It is also August 29th, which means Judgment Day.
What?
Yeah, according to Terminator.
Oh. What year?
August 29th, 2003. Unless you're wearing 15 million sunblock, it's going to be a really bad day. Okay. I don't remember the year. I think it was August 29th, 19... I don't remember.
Okay, hey, just to clarify, I just looked this up. Although they made an unannounced live appearance in January 1969 on the rooftop of the Apple Building, that's what I was thinking about. The Beatles' final live concert took place on the 29th of August, 1966.
Candlestick Park, huh?
Candlestick Park, San Francisco.
Let's go to commercial. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Happy birthday, MJ.
We miss you. R.I.P. Let's go.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Oh, Michael Jackson's birthday's today.
Okay, say what you will.
What are we going to do to celebrate?
That dude was crazy. But some of the best music ever in the history of mankind.
Of ever.
Of ever.
Yep.
Mankind, that... That word should have new meaning for us today.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to the show. If you are getting ready for work, maybe you're getting ready to get out on the road.
Maybe you're just getting ready.
Yeah. Or you're out on the road. We want to help you out.
Now remember, this will only apply if you're in the local Albuquerque area.
Ah, yes.
So if you're out on the road... And you're in Illinois. I can't help you, friend. You need to pay attention yourself to things around you.
Someday when we're nationally syndicated, we can cut to those local stations that are going to be carrying us.
And here's your local weather and traffic.
Yeah. Boom.
Be like, hey, this is Roy. Highway 24 backed up. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so we have the road construction, I-40 and Unser. And then like Stever told us earlier, there is that sizable accident at I-25 North and 40 East. One of the on-ramps or something at the Big Eye over there.
Yep.
For our national listeners, there is a giant interchange here in Albuquerque, and it is locally known as the Big Eye.
It's the Big Eye.
So there you go. The accident occurred around 6 a.m., so it's been a while, or 6:15. Yeah, it's been about an hour, so probably still...
In the cleanup stage.
Yeah, in the cleanup stage. So be careful out there. Everything else is looking good. We got some congestion on Paseo. Be kind to your fellow drivers. Don't have road rage. The end.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
If we can't have MJ, we might as well have...
The
president a pop.
A tidy desk at work has its perks. Are you a suit and tie, tidy kind of person?
I like what you did.
Yeah.
I like what you did. I respect it.
In addition to looking nice and impressing your boss, it's been scientifically proven to foster positive behavior. Tidy desk. People sitting at a clean desk are more likely to donate generously. And abstain from littering and crime than people working in cluttered spaces. I'd love to know how this is scientifically proven. But a new study from the University of Minnesota shows us that a disorganized, unkempt office can be helpful too. which makes my day. How, you may be asking? I'll tell you how. According to this study by the University of Minnesota, it makes you more inventive. Scientists asked people at tidy and untidy desks to develop new uses for ping pong balls. I'm absolutely serious. This is what the study was.
There you go. There you go.
They discovered that those sitting at messy desks presented ideas that were, quote, more interesting and more creative.
What has happened is that guy from college that never did anything.
Yeah.
That just sat around and played video games all day and was like, man,
that's me.
If we didn't have to go to class, college would be a lot like church camp, man. We could, we could just go hang out at the BSU and man, we could just play ping pong all day and play video games the rest of the time.
Lovely.
Stay up all night. What's happened is that guy is now conducting studies. And he's like, nah, man, if you leave your desk messy, that's creative. Because it's out of the norm. And
are you debunking this for me?
Yes.
Have you seen my desk area?
This is the dumbest study I've ever heard of.
I was really gravitating to this study.
I know. All right, so what we're doing is we're throwing up the question on social media.
Yeah.
Do you keep your desk clean or messy? A new study says that a disorganized or unkempt office can actually help foster inventiveness.
Inventiveness. Like you.
I'm going to write creativity.
You just invented new words.
I did. New syllables. It's Mateo language. I'm going to write creativity.
Yeah, tidy desk, they say, obviously it looks nice. You impress your boss. It fosters positive behavior. But the more creative minds have messy desks. So what's yours look like? Ooh, how about this?
Yes.
How about this?
Yes.
Let's get your photos in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can upload a picture to us,
yeah,
right? How about the most creative desk area? The most creative space.
We will give you something from the prize closet.
Something?
We'll give you Steve-O's hoodie.
No, we will not!
We're not giving you that hoodie, you crazy listener.
Maybe we'll give him the last Twinkie, because there's still a Twinkie in there that no one's willing to eat because it's like a month and a half old.
It's true.
And it's really on my desk.
How long does it take them to go out of date?
Ah,
it's a while, right?
Not according to the box.
Yeah, but according to Zombieland.
Right, right. But that was the old Twinkie. This is the new Twinkie.
This is the new
improved Twinkie. That was Optimus Prime. This is Rodimus Prime.
The old Twinkie was made of sterner stuff. And don't you ever compare Rodimus Prime to the new Twinkie.
That's right, Rodimus Prime. A little softer, a little squishier.
If Judd Nelson was here, if Judd Nelson was here, you would shut your mouth.
I would not. I am not a fan. I'm sorry.
Shut your mouth.
I know you love him.
We are referencing an animated film that came out in 1986, Transformers the movie, in which Optimus Prime died.
Yeah!
And a character named Hot Rod, a young cannonball hero.
Ugh, so lame. Here's why you thought it was cool.
He took over the Matrix of leadership, and he became Rodimus Prime.
You were 5 years younger than me, and at the time, you were not vested in the character known as Optimus Prime like I was.
Don't you talk to me.
He was my favorite?
I loved Transformers.
No, obviously not.
You can ask my mom!
Okay.
No.
With them killing Optimus Prime, like the greatest leader hero in television cartoon history.
Let me tell you something. Do you remember how Optimus Prime came back?
No.
I do.
When?
He was a jerk. He was evil when he came back.
No, that's because they were like...
He had been reprogrammed by the Sharktacons.
Of course.
No, you know those guys in the movies that have the turning heads?
Yeah. Yeah.
They had reprogrammed Optimus, and he was evil. Rodimus Prime had to fight him. Listen to me.
No.
And then, do you want me to look it up?
No.
Because it's on Netflix.
No, I believe it. I believe it. They did that because they were trying to sell a new toy line, and they're like, how are we going to sell new toys?
Of course.
Let's kill off all the
other
robots.
It's a cartoon. But you're not letting me tell you how Optimus Prime came back.
No. Because he was evil, and he was bad, and they were like, see, kids? You don't want the Optimus Prime toy. You want the new Rodimus Prime toy.
And then Rodimus Prime fought him. Beat him, gave him the Matrix of Leadership back because he felt like he wasn't worthy because Optimus was good again, and then Optimus became the leader again. Jerk.
So cleanly desk or...
need to let people finish. Desk. You need to let people finish their story.
No. Especially when it comes to a 1980s childhood and people tearing it apart. Rodimus Prime to me is Jar Jar Binks.
I just said it!
Don't take your headphones off.
Friendship testing. Testing friendship. Headphones coming off of head. Hanging up.
No, don't fight me. I don't want to fight you right now. It's too early to...
Commencing shun.
Oh, man.
Wah, 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 wah.
Well, we want to know. Cleanly? Messy? Kind of person are you? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let's prove this University of Minnesota study wrong.
Unshun. Okay. Post pictures on Facebook. Reshun.
Ah! Ugh. You can also give us a call, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hey, Steve-O, how's it going, Mateo?
He's not talking right now. He took his headphones off, so it's going well for me. He's being a child.
Hey, Steve-O, I'm probably about the same age as you. I turn 40 next month.
No, what?
What?
Unshun, you are the same age as Steve-O. Reach out!
No, he's not!
But I kind of like, I like Rodimus Prime.
God. Unshun, yeah! Reshun!
So, okay, listen to this. Do you know? Did you know that Optimus Prime actually died again?
Yeah.
He sacrificed himself to actually save the Autobots at the very end of the episode.
Unshun. Steve-O was so disappointed as a kid that he gave up on one of his favorite things. And what you and I, caller, did is we stayed committed and we saw it through.
No.
Reshun.
No.
There you go.
No. Oh, thanks for the call. Call
Have a
caller.
Great day.
You too.
If anyone else would like to call in and prove me right, continue.
Do I look 40?
I don't know, man.
Do I act like I'm going to be 40?
Those glasses add quite a bit of age.
I woke up at like 3:30 in the morning and my contact had somehow like decided it was going to try and kill me this morning.
When'd you wake up?
Like 3 something. No.
You know who else wakes up at 3 something?
Brody.
Really old people. Interesting. More information on Steve-O's age when we return.
I'm not 40! Gosh! I want to go lie down. I need to take a nap. Because I'm old. Wow.
I'm just saying you shouldn't have compared Rodimus to Jar Jar Binks.
They're the same thing in my opinion.
I think you need to take it back.
You were a child at the time. You didn't know any better.
You were an older child at the time. You should have known better.
I was like 7. I was like 8. Static!
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, do you guys play anything off of that new Norma Jean album?
We do.
We do, sir.
We absolutely do.
Okay. Well, if you guys can get around to a request or something, I'd love to hear it. I've been hearing good things about it.
So. It's an amazing record. We were giving away copies just a couple weeks ago when it came out.
Yep.
Ooh. Okay.
So I got to keep it locked to Static Radio.
All right. Thanks.
All right. We'll play it. Norma Jean.
Mm. Mm.
Why not?
Why not? It's early, but let's just have at it.
Yeah. I love this new record. It's pretty good. It's called Wrongdoer. You know, those type of people who watched the new Transformers movies. That's all they know.
Or the people that gave up on the cartoon too soon. That's all they know. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Awesome morning party.
Good morning.
How goes it?
Doth it go well with you on this Thursday?
Hey, coming up this weekend, Pastor Skip Heitz is kicking off a brand new series, Rock Solid. And to welcome this new series, Doyle Dykes, guest musician for all the weekend services. Dude's like this virtuoso, finger-picking, crazy guitarista bro.
Incredible guitar player.
We're watching YouTube videos. That dude's legit.
It's true.
So he's going to be joining us for all weekend services here at Calvary Albuquerque, August 31st through September 1st. Brand new series, Rock Solid.
Rock Solid.
Taking you through 1st and 2nd Peter, and I'm stoked. That's coming up.
Rock solid.
Check out details, calvaryabq.org. Steve-O and Mateo.
In the morning. Hey,
we're talking about cleanly desks.
Cleanly.
Versus messy desks. I have to be completely honest. My desk is not the most cleanly, but I know exactly where everything is. I got what looks like paper scattered everywhere when really I know these are the new ads that we've added for New Music Tuesday. There's another stack where it's like potentials for static.
Yeah.
There's also stacks of potential stories for upcoming episodes of Team Awesome Morning. I got papers everywhere. Along with a 12-inch Lion-O action figure that is very important to my workspace.
It's true.
Also, you know, a Bane action
figure. Yeah,
on the
other side is Bane. So yes. He has good and evil represent.
Yeah, I pretty much... I do. Bane's there as the reminder. Don't be that guy. Don't be Bane. That's what can happen when you think you have too much power.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be Bane.
Don't be addicted to drugs.
Was he addicted to drugs?
Is that not what Venom was?
Oh, the Venom stuff. Yeah. Well, most people only sadly know Bane because of The Dark Knight Rises, which was a total not Bane.
Ooh, if you want to get into controversy, ask this guy about Dark Knight Rises.
Don't ask me about it because most people just get mad at me. There was like a two-hour argumentative conversation on Amberlynn's tour bus last time they were through town because everybody took exception to the fact that I did not think the Dark Knight trilogy was the greatest trilogy of all time.
What is this, Steve-O?
Whoa! What did you do?
I took a picture of Steve-O's desk
and
put it on the internet. It is on Facebook.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Why would you do that? Wow, that is pretty
messy. I wanted
people
to see what it's like to be a creative.
And that's really what my desk looked like.
Now look, if you look closely, it kind of cut it out of the frame, but you'll see the Lion-O action figure in the box on the left.
Yep.
And then you'll see Bane hiding behind some papers.
Well, that paper was an email from a local's rule that I was going to...
Right.
I'm doing stuff with that, I promise.
You got some comics over here. There's a coffee cup. And then, if you'll notice, to the right of the computer is a box of tissues.
Yeah.
Because he cries a lot.
I don't cry a lot. I got allergies.
He'll go in his office and just sit there and cry.
It's
and everybody's like,
allergies.
Is he okay? Is he okay? It's like, no, it's 11:30. Oh, it's his crying hour. He's crying for the wrongs in the world, is what he told us.
Oh, man. Static!
The Dark Knight trilogy was terrible.
Hey, thanks. I didn't think it was terrible, but...
disappointed from beginning to end.
Wow.
The only redeeming qualities I can say were the storyline itself, not bad. I'll give it that. Except, however, like... with how Bane and the Joker acted, was like, I'm going to take control of the city, like Joker. I'm going to blow up the bridges, like Joker.
Right.
I'm going to be a bad guy. Like, okay, it reminded me way too much of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm going to come to your city from a foreign place, when we both hail from the same clan, and take the misguided youth, and then hide in the sewers, cause, like Shredder. But... Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
You guys have a good one.
You too. Now, I didn't drink that much Haterade because that dude.
That
hated
was Haterade.
That,
that was frozen strawberry. I will say this. The reason it was so city focused is because if you will remember what is arguably the best movie in the trilogy, my favorite's Dark Knight, but some
Batman
people will say
Begins.
Batman Begins. The focus was Gotham. Needed to be wiped out.
Cleansed
for the clan of the Foot Clan or whoever it was.
The Foot Clan is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Further proving his point.
It's the League of Assassins.
Yeah.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
The League
Gentlemen.
Of Shadows.
The League of Shadows.
That's probably why it was so Gotham focused. That doesn't really explain why the Joker was after it so hard, but I think that's because he was an agent of chaos and he was in Gotham. That's probably the only...
I'm trying to talk about something other than comics for 8 seconds, and it doesn't work out.
Well, that's why we're here.
Man!
We're here for the people.
Cleanly? Messy? You tell us. A tidy desk, apparently, fosters positive behavior. People sitting at a clean desk. Or home, for that matter.
Yeah.
I feel like. Because when you get some home, your house is home. Messy. Oh, man.
Hey, let's read some of these Facebook things.
All right.
Thebes says, messy equals creative equals lazy equals squirrel. What was the question?
Yeah, that's about right.
Nathan says, the authors of the study actually have a lot of evidence, but they couldn't quite find it. It's somewhere in one of these piles. I just know it. That's what I'm talking about.
Static. Tired of waiting.
David says, I have always said a clean desk means you ain't got nothing to do. My desk was a perfect mess to the untrained eye.
Yes, there you go.
Furthering my point, Marie says, geez, Steve-O, you are old.
Wow.
Thank you for your opinion.
Thanks, Marie.
My friend Jane Sheplot, hailing from Indiana, says, statistics can say anything they want them to. More likely story is creative people tend to be messy. Therefore, a messy office is the one with all the good ideas. It's a chicken-egg thing to her.
So, I am a creative person. That's why my desk is messy.
Sure. My other buddy Jake says, not intentionally, but keeping it clean is low on his list of daily priorities for sure.
Right. Right.
And then Nathan, another Nathan, or is it the same Nathan? Different Nathan, says, messy, but cleaner than my boss's desk.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. You think the higher up the work ladder you go, the desk just gets messier and messier because they have so much more to do?
I don't know about that. It's probably because they're like, I'm not doing this. I'm the boss. I'll get somebody to clean this for me. That's a creative idea.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. It is 15 till 8 o'clock. We've got Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project coming in the next hour. And don't forget, Trivia Thursday. We've got some trivia for you coming up. We will be giving away copies of, whatever you want from our prize closet. We've got a few different CDs to choose from. That's on the way as well. But right now, peak of traffic.
Yep, you got me again. It's loading.
Man! Oh, dude, that hang-up was Brian Emerson!
Oh, man!
He just texted in!
Oh, man. Okay, well, look, we got a lot of congestion on Paseo. It looks like, the normal morning time traffic. We still have the construction on Unser, and it looks like they've cleaned up the accident that had happened at the Big Eye. But be careful out there. That's your traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back. Requested music from Striper.
What?
Dude, we heard another new song from this new Striper record.
We did.
It's called Resurrection. I'm just telling you right now. Or Revelation. What's it called?
I think it was Revelation.
I think it was Revelation 2, actually.
I think it was Revelation.
As well, I mean. Not
as
Revelation
well.
Chapter
also,
2. It wasn't Chapter 2.
As an addition, in addition to what you said.
Yes.
I believe it was also called Revelation.
They posted a video for it on their official website, Striper Band, so you can go check out the new video to the new Striper song. In addition to the Striper song that you're about to hear. It's coming out November 5th, and I wrote it on my calendar.
Okay.
Hey,
let's go to break.
I grew up loving Striper, okay?
That's fine. I grew up loving Rodimus.
Yeah, you did. We'll take a quick break, right back with that. And Clay Shaw from the Aspen Project. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Good morning, Beatles fans.
Good morning.
On this day in 1966, the Beatles had their final full concert
in San Francisco, USA.
Candlestick Park, you're welcome.
Yep.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
8 o'clock hour, and I couldn't be more excited for the guest we have in studio, Clay Schroff.
Woo! Good morning.
Aspen Project, I have been looking forward to this interview conversation for some time. After the shenanigans of earlier in the week, let's just go ahead and go for it. Earlier in the week, we found out, well, the listening audience found out. I've known this for some time. Mateo is an Indiana Jones of sort. Is he an archaeologist?
No.
Does he have a really cool fedora hat?
Yes.
You do?
No, Dave has it.
Oh. Do you have a brown leather jacket with a whip?
I have a black leather jacket, no whip.
So that can't be why you're Indiana Jones. Why are you Indiana? Do you have a scar on your chin?
I look just like Harrison Ford in the right light.
That's not it either.
Like pitch black.
Yeah. Like no light in the room. You couldn't tell.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I am currently posting a photo of me holding the snake killer staff. I like that. I have not located the snake yet, and I am starting to believe there is no such snake because Clay left. But I am still terrified.
Team Awesome Morning Party
is afraid of snakes.
Yes, we are.
Even Steve-O.
So we were talking about the benefits of a messy desk versus a tidy desk. You can check out the photo that Mateo sniped of my room.
Yep.
Thanks for that one.
Oh, we had a listener post a photo of their desk.
Hey!
Where did it go? Where did it go? Where did it go? Where did it go?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in, if you'd like to hang out with us, if you just like us. Wow, that is a very, very tidy desk.
Amber posted a picture of her desk, and it is super tight.
It's very cleanly. Good job rocking that suit and tie desk.
Yep.
Static!
What's up, dude?
Shane!
What's up, Shane?
Dude, how you doing, Mateo, man? You hanging in there, big guy?
I'm trying to find a snake right now. That's it.
I gotta be honest, dude. Right now, you sound pretty solid, dude. I mean, yeah. You're probably a poker player.
I have a lot of adrenaline going through me.
Okay, so listen to me, man. We're shooting a mini series for called Gunslingers.
Okay. Yep.
And it's going to be on the Military Channel.
Nice.
So you got to go. It's a western, and so we're out in the middle of nowhere, all over this beautiful state. And I was thinking about you, dude. We were wrapping up shooting, and at least that scene, it was about 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
it was getting dark. Sun was coming down, and a beautiful, beautiful sunset. And we're riding horses up on this ridge, and we wrap up, and you know, obviously these people, they take the horses, and everybody's waiting for this van to come get us to take us back. And I was like, you know, I'm just gonna walk.
Okay.
So I start out in the middle of nowhere on a ranch. And I'm walking down this dirt road, and the guy in front of me goes, hey, check that out. And it's about, no exaggeration, it's about a 7-8 foot rattlesnake just crossing the road right in front of us. Its head was the size of an apple.
Good grief.
It had, and I didn't know this, but if it's got the black and the white by the button, the buttons were probably like 4 inches long on the end of this thing. And it was... The guy next to me was like, he'd never seen one. He's like, first wild animal I've ever seen in my life. And his hands were shaking.
Ugh.
This guy's playing Wyatt Earp, right? So Wyatt Earp's hands were shaking uncontrollably. And immediately, dude, I thought of you. So I thought I'd share that with you, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You said 7 or 8 feet long?
Yeah, the thing was almost as long as the road, the dirt road coming across it. It was almost as long as the top of the road.
Nope. Gosh. Nope.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Oh! Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Steve-O Mateo with you. Hey, just heard from Firefly. They will be here at the end of September.
End of September. My wife's coming to play. Everybody come see my wife's band play! If not, I'll find you.
Wow. They'll be here for Harvest America. Here at Calvary Albuquerque.
Yes, they will. I am super excited.
A lot of cool stuff going down. Skip starting a brand new series this weekend. It's called Rock Solid.
Rock Solid!
Going through 1st and 2nd Peter. You can check out details on that or Harvest America coming at the end of September at calvaryabq.org. I know you're excited, man.
I am excited. I can't wait. And the thing is, they're actually a lot of fun to watch live.
Yeah.
So I'm stoked.
I saw him at Winter Gym. I was like right up front. And I remember.
Oh, is that a fact?
I took a picture of her. Doing her dance thing.
You took a picture of my wife?
I texted it to you.
Oh, cool. Cool.
And said, hey.
Jerk.
Guess what?
What?
I'm watching your wife in concert.
Dang it.
Yeah.
And I was like,
hey. I know her. I've seen her before. I think her name is Diane.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is 8:45, which means we got to take a quick peek at traffic. Yep.
It looks like we have a little bit of goings on out there on the highway. Mm-hmm. What is happening? You're losing your minds. We do have an accident, I-40 East at 6th Street, exit 158. The accident happened at 8:37, not even 10 minutes ago. So that will be backing up traffic.
Dun, dun, dun.
We also have a stalled vehicle on ramp, I-40 East at Louisiana Boulevard, exit 162. It's been there for a little bit. And then we have the road construction at Unser and I-40. Also, Paseo is still backed up. If you are on the way to work, I hope you planned for it, because you got to be there at 9. You might not make it.
Well, all right.
Yeah. That's all your traffic. Traffic brought to you by SOPO. Solomon's Porch here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus.
Doing good so far.
4001 Osuna Boulevard.
Yep.
I don't know the phone number.
338-3669. You can call your breakfast in ahead. Mm. You know, get out on your way.
I just finished my parfait.
Yes.
As well as my coffee drink with a shot of espresso in it. I'm still working on that.
Mariana, who works at Solomon's Porch, made special parfaits today. Woo! In honor of Captain America. We are infecting the campus with comic book nerddom.
Oh, look out! Look
out! It's
got
little blueberries, little yogurt, little... Was it cherries or red? What was in the bottom?
Cherries.
What was the red? Cherries was the red? Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Speaking of comic book nerddom...
Oh, should I hit it?
Hit the Batman
thing. Snap!
Oh, nerds!
To the Idiot Mobile!
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them, because they're really, really cool, and they're really, really new, and I get them every Wednesday.
What are you saying?
Comics Corner!
Just do it, nerd!
Let's do it.
I still don't know what our theme song
is. A low octave. I was putting a low octave on the song, Steve-O.
Comics Corner, welcome to it.
It broadens the mix, Steve-O.
We're branching it out. We got new news that I'm not sure if I'm excited for.
It's not really news.
It's news.
But it is interesting. Justin Timberlake...
What?
...has expressed interest in playing the Riddler in a future Batman film. Now, what am I saying to you people? Am I saying he's been cast? No. I am not saying that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Bryan Cranston put on Twitter that he would be down to play Lex Luthor. Warner Brothers, give me a call.
And it's all but
because
confirmed.
He said he... what did he say? He could relate to Lex Luthor or something like that.
Yeah, who knows?
And it's now, all of a sudden, it's pretty much all but, yes, all but confirmed.
All but confirmed.
That he will be playing Lex Luthor. So maybe this is what stars do now. Is this like begging, though? Hey, I really want this role, guys. Well, I really would love to play this part.
If you think about it, if you're a huge star,
yeah,
it might make sense. Because if you really wanted a role and you said, hey, I want to do this, and then you have a massive social media fan base,
yeah,
that starts our word of the week inundating the studio,
yeah,
with, we need this guy, we need this guy. I mean, think about it from a studio standpoint. You're like, well, I know this person will see the movie, and I know these many millions of people will see the movie. I mean, honestly, if JT was in, if he was the Riddler, I would definitely go see it.
I actually really would go see that too, thinking about it, because
if he
Edward
walked
Nigma,
in wearing a suit and tie with a question mark, I'd be like, whoo! I'd be like, where's Hubba at? Where's Hubba at? When Beyonce coming out? Beyonce Catwoman? What not? Yeah, but he, Justin Timberlake, he said he was being interviewed by a radio station.
Yeah.
And he was actually asked if he would like to play Robin, because he's co-starring with Ben Affleck in a new movie coming out called Runner Runner.
Okay.
And he gave an emphatic no to Robin.
Yeah.
He said, I ain't playing Robin. I have no aspiration to ever be in a superhero movie. I just don't.
To be a superhero in a
movie. And then he
movie.
Said, oh yeah, to be ever be a superhero in a movie. Sorry. And then he said, now, villain. I'll tell you the villain I want to play more than anything, because I grew up loving Batman. Funny enough, it's the Riddler. The Riddler is my favorite villain. The Riddler was like a sociopath. He was proper crazy. So if I'm going to play crazy, I want to play like proper crazy. I'm ready. The Riddler, give me a call.
Oh, man. Honestly, I'm not even going to lie. We've been playing the song so much this morning because of the Tidy Desk, Dirty Desk conversation going on at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do you think, Justin Timberlake? Hey,
I'll say this.
Wants to play the Riddler.
If he got cast as the Riddler and Ben Affleck was playing Batman, you would have so many people, so many nerds would be upset.
Yeah.
They would be losing their minds.
It would be an audience full of girls. It'd be like going to see Twilight.
And those,
there would be so many
those
girls.
Studio dudes, they'd be going, bam,
ka-ching,
bam,
ka-ching,
I'm going ka-ching to the bank 3 times today. Take me to the bank. Just have a cab waiting outside. I'll be going all day.
Justin Timberlake wants to be the Riddler. We'll post that on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we'll put up
chime
a,
in.
Put up a link.
Your thoughts. What do you want? You want to see JT as the Riddler?
What do you think? What do you think, people? JT is the Riddler. Call us in. Call us right now.
Facebook.
Who calls? Who's going to call right now? Move this monitor.
Man, I can't wait till our share-a-thon coming up in October because you are going to be like a salesman. It is unbelievable.
Why would that thing move?
I already feel like I'm on like a QVC channel with you and when we start like soliciting phone calls because you...
Call me! The phone's not ringing!
505-338...
I'm going to keep yelling in this microphone until it happens.
3700 is the phone number.
There are no snakes here in the studio. I checked.
You know,
call
in
me.
In order for people to call, you got to actually give them the information to call in.
Say the number again.
I keep trying, but you're yelling over me.
Call me.
505.
Call me.
338.
Call me.
3700.
Call me. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you think about Justin Timberlake wanting to play the Riddler.
Oh, man.
I know you have an opinion.
No one has an opinion.
Yes, if I went to your Facebook, you would probably be typing a treatise about blah, 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 blah. Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. This is my opinion. It's so important. Nobody's calling.
Oh, man. It's just before 9 o'clock. We got to take a break. I'm sorry. You're soliciting all these phone calls. We got to take a break.
Maybe somebody. Is there a phone call?
One phone call. Static.
I don't know if he'd be able to beat Jim Carrey as the Riddler.
Ooh,
that was kind of good.
That was actually pretty. That was pretty good. I know everybody hated that movie. I thought he did a pretty good job. So thanks for that.
I'm not going to say that other people in the movie were good. I was going to say he was good.
Yeah,
he did things.
Yes, he was good.
Yeah,
he was good.
Agree.
I love Tommy Lee Jones, but I could not take him as Two-Face because he was like the Joker's version of Two-Face.
It was weird.
Weird. I didn't like it. So
yeah. All that said aside, really quick on the topic of Batman.
Yeah.
I just wanted to giggle a little bit. Because I heard you guys talking about the Batman trilogy, The Dark Knight and such.
Mm-hmm.
The third movie,
mm-hmm.
Dark Knight Rises.
Terrible.
Climbs out of a hole.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight rose.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
Thanks, man. I think he was saying he literally rose because he climbed
so
out
the
of
movie
a hole.
Should have been called The Dark Knight Rose?
Yeah.
The Dark Knight.
The
Dark Knight Rises,
the long,
but he already rose.
What if they would have called it The Climb and Miley Cyrus would
stop
have sung,
talking.
It's a climb, Batman.
Static.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, is this Matt Lott?
Who is this?
This is Robert Key from California.
Hey.
Dude, what's going on?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm good. I'm doing well, man.
Let's hear what you think about this.
Yeah, I die a little bit inside if Justin Timberlake becomes the Riddler.
Why would you die a little bit? You know it could be cool.
No, my Super Bowl pick for the Riddler would be the guy who played Jarvis, his voice on Iron Man.
Yeah. What's his name? He's married to that girl.
Paul.
I'm obviously. Paul Bettany.
Paul Bettany, yeah.
Nice.
I think he would be an amazing Riddler.
He would be an amazing Riddler.
Him, my friend thinks the guy from House, Hugh Laurie, would be a great
gosh.
Riddler.
Oh my gosh! That would be awesome! Can we please?
I don't know. I mean,
Hugh
it could
Laurie
work, but I think
awesome.
That Paul Bettany would be awesome.
Hugh Laurie would be
Will
awesome.
Calm this nerdness down for eight. He would be great.
Did you, who is currently playing Marvel Avengers Alliance on his iPad while we are talking about Batman, tell me to calm my nerddom down?
I may or may not currently be playing a video game on my iPad
Good
while
grief.
We are having this conversation.
Hugh Laurie would be incredible as the Riddler.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Did you hear the Yahoo News though? How they said that Ben Affleck's supposed to direct the Justice League movie, and because it makes sense because he said he didn't want to star in a movie he wasn't directing. So I was kind of confused why he even took the Batman role. Oh. But they said he did it with stipulations that he's going to direct the JLA movie, and then Matt Damon might be Aquaman.
Yeah, we read that.
There's no way.
We didn't know, but because of the whole Matt Damon thing, that led me to believe that might just be a rumor.
That is the total rumor.
Oh, I totally think it's a rumor, but it's on Yahoo News, and I don't know, from the superhero stuff I've seen, they've been pretty close. So I don't know. I told my friend, I'm like, that just sounds really speculative.
Yeah,
thank you so much for the call from California.
Thanks, Robert.
All right, see you, man.
See you, bud. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
An opinion from the House of Heroes side of things.
Oh, let's hear it.
Mr. Timmy Skip.
Oh, Skip.
He says JT needs to sit this one out.
What?
He will ruin my beloved Batman.
All right, you're entitled to your opinion.
Dude, I just got so stoked about the idea of Hugh Laurie as the Riddler.
You did, and that's not even real. That
would
was
be
like
so cool.
A friend saying...
Did you ever watch House?
Yeah, I saw a few episodes.
Man, because he's so intense, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he gets on your
and
nerves.
And it makes sense,
because
he's very,
show.
Like...
Yeah.
He is one of those proper crazies.
Yeah, he's super
great.
Like, he's
and
mental.
And he's British in real life.
Oh, my gosh. Go play your video game. Calm the nerddom down.
I gotta take
we had
a quick
an argument
break.
About Rodimus Prime earlier. What are you talking about? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you about some people that just started following me on Instagram that I don't trust. Because I think they might be in league with snakes.
Oh, man. That and Trivia Thursday right around the corner. Your chance to score some CDs from the prize closet. Also, some music from the wedding. How about that?
I love it.
All right. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Snakes are evil.
Static. Good morning.
Good morning.
What?
Team Awesome Morning Party. Good. I said good morning.
I just wanted to say, and what?
Oh.
She said
Misha's joining the party.
Hey.
Welcome, Mish.
Aw, Celeste is in a different room texting all of us.
Yeah, she texted a picture
that.
Of a recently
man,
frosted toaster strudel.
Real?
I am so hungry, that's not even cool.
Man, you just had a muffin from Sopo.
Just had a muffin? We got breakfast 2 hours ago.
Was it really 2 hours?
Yes!
Dang, that parfait lasted forever.
I haven't eaten in 2 hours!
You should have got a parfait.
Parfait?
It is Thursday. Coming up, Trivia Thursday. Your chance to score... A CD from the prize closet. We'll be doing that. But first, a little bit of drama. Yeah. For your mama.
What's going on?
I know you're a little nervous right now. Something's going on in your world.
Mateo?
And, yeah. Mateo.
I'll tell you about it.
I'm like nervous for you.
I have a social media account called... What is happening? Okay. With Instagram. It's an Instagram.
You have an Instagram.
It's at a lot of Mateo. Is my name.
Yeah.
Tag. Shameless.
Shameless plug.
Plug, whatever.
Tag.
Whatever.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry, and I'm looking at my Instagram.
You spell it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. I got these followers.
Yeah. You're not set to private.
I got a questionable follower yesterday.
Uh-oh.
It's two dudes named Buck and Dex. Do you know them?
Yeah.
I do.
Are they in league with snakes?
They are 104.1 The Edge.
Oh.
That's their morning team.
Oh.
That is another morning show in town.
They're at the...
They're your rivals.
The rock station.
They are our rivals.
That's why they get to put up these funny pictures.
Yep.
Man.
Here's the thing about Buck and Dex.
Yeah.
On Instagram. They followed me.
Yeah.
Twice.
Oh, man. It's not
Wait,
special.
What?
Yeah.
They followed you and then unfollowed you?
Yeah,
because
they totally do that. They, like, follow you, and then they're like, this will get us followers, and then they unfollow everyone. And
mind
then
games.
And then they...
Mind games!
It's mind games, everybody.
Oh, you just reminded me. I have a funny idea. I'll tell you later.
So there you go. Don't feel special.
It's going to be okay. I promise.
Yeah, okay. So
good people.
I just didn't want to have some snake followers... Following me, tracking me,
yeah.
Seeing, like wanting to know where I was, finding my whereabouts, planting snakes in rooms where I was going to be so that said snakes could drop down on me and overcome me with their evil.
I believe you are okay. I believe you are good.
I am no parcel tongue.
Speaking of photography, think about this. On average, about how many cameras would you say are in our household? I say ours because you live with me.
Yeah.
Like, how many cameras
like
we got?
Phone cameras?
My phone, Chrissy's phone,
my
your phone.
Phone. Jack's phone.
Stop it.
Brody's got three phones because he's doing shady business.
He actually does have a phone.
He's doing shady business 24/7.
Doesn't work, but he's got a phone. He can talk to Elmo.
The security cameras that I installed without you guys knowing about
oh,
it.
Oh, yes. Okay, so that's
wait.
Four.
Creepy.
What? What?
Maybe the Xbox
what are you talking
Connect?
About?
So we got five cameras tops in our house?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have any, like, cameras? Do you have a camera?
I don't think so.
Like an actual camera.
I think we have an old camcorder.
A
that
tiny
still,
box.
We haven't,
that takes pictures.
We haven't had the heart to get rid of. It's like a mini DV player whatever thing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So I think we got about one of those.
Okay.
This dude, his name is Dilish Parekh. He lives in Mumbai. Dilish Parekh. Hold on. I'm going to get this. Dilish Parekh. P-A-R-E-K-H. Dilish Parekh.
You are never going to pronounce that name correctly.
I'm going to get it.
No, it's probably
I think
not.
You have to...
Anyway,
anyways.
Story continues. What's his deal?
Mumbai-based photojournalist Dilish Parekh has quite the camera collection. He's the holder of the Guinness Book World Record for largest camera collection. Take a gander at how many photos or cameras are in his photography collection.
Well, let me see. How many?
One.
You said to gander it.
Take a guess.
Oh.
A gander means
take a look.
That's a completely different thing.
Hey,
Wordsmith.
Grammar King.
Hey.
Gosh.
Jar Jar.
Oh, no, you guys, I heard you both acting like 12-year-olds over this.
We're not acting, you jerk!
I am talking about cameras!
I heard you two being 12-year-olds. Cameras, my guess is he has one camera.
Yeah, that's...
Michelle Bransford?
Here, okay, you know me in guessing numbers. I can't do it.
So you always
Guinness
go with
Book
one?
World
one
record,
or a million.
Largest camera collection.
You're like,
how many does he have?
642 cameras.
No, okay. I have a guess.
Okay.
28,344.
Dude, that is quite the camera collection. Gosh, you're both way wrong.
But it was a good guess.
Does he have 43?
Huh?
Cameras?
43 hundred
cameras.
Yes, 4,425 cameras.
I was
say
way
that again.
Off.
4,000.
That's more than one.
425 cameras in his collection, having collected cameras for 25 years now. He also inherited over 600 cameras from his father.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So, just so you
kind
know,
this
I guess
hereditary.
You can. This is the generational curse of camera collecting. It happened to him.
Wow.
Which sucks because
that could be passed
down. Inherited a bunch of stuff from my dad. I thankfully have not started collecting them yet, but I have hundreds of old World War II model airplanes.
Oh, those are cool,
like,
man.
Like, hundreds. They're just taking up space in my garage, and I don't know what to do with them.
What can you do with them?
I don't know!
Maybe you could put them
I'm sure
together.
I could sell them, but I don't even know where to sell them!
Okay.
Hey, you know what I inherited from my father?
Huh.
His good looks and likable personality, as well as his impeccable sense of timing and humor.
That wasn't funny.
Love you, Dad.
Oh, man. It is 9:17. We have to take a quick peek at traffic for one last time.
Well, it looks like you people didn't do what I told you to do.
Drive safe.
Just highlight, there is an accident at Paseo del Norte East and Jefferson.
Oh, man.
That's the road that's always congested.
It's right by us.
Yes, it is. Very close to here. There is also, I guess they're probably still cleaning up the accident that happened at I-40 East and 6th Street, exit 158, and you still have the road construction at Unser and I-40. Slow down, people. Pay attention to your surroundings, drive defensively, and stay off of your phone. Traffic brought to you by SoPo. Solomon's Porch, here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus, 4001 Osuna Boulevard,
505-338-3669.
Nailed
exactly.
it. Totally nailed it. That's it.
Oh, man. So here's the thing. I'm looking at this Guinness Book of World Records guy. He's got 4,425 cameras. He's got most of them from flea markets, old studios.
So do they even work?
He inherited 600 from his father.
That's incredible.
I inherited a lot of model airplanes and a lot of, what are those things called? Little, like, mini model...
Micro machines?
No, not micro machines.
Oh.
Railroad car things?
Yeah.
Trains.
That's what they are.
Railroad
trains. Locomotives. The scientific name.
It's been a long day. That's
locomotive
9 o'clock.
To
I don't know what to do with these. Has anybody else ever inherited anything that they're like?
You bring all that stuff out
going,
for Christmas. Like, that's
yeah.
what trains are for.
Is a great
I have
question.
Hundreds.
Steve-O, we should throw that up on
Facebook.com
our...
slash MyStatic Radio or 505-338-3700. Static.
Steve-O, how's it going?
Oh, it's going.
Matt.
Hey.
What's up?
The one who got leave you guys out. Hey, I just heard you got a. You inherited some airplanes?
Oh,
World
dude.
War II airplanes?
Tons of model airplanes. Tons. Like, still sealed in their boxes.
Oh, man, just to let you know, I am a fanatic of World War II, World War I model airplanes, and I was wondering if you had a P-51 Mustang in there.
I know I do. I have multiple P-51 Mustangs. I even have, like, artwork that I inherited of the P-51 Mustang. Those are, the, you know, that artwork where there's, like, the two planes? And
yeah.
The, whoop, those are P-51 Mustangs.
Nice.
Thought that was a car.
I have tons.
Until just now.
I was saying, hey, maybe I can buy one from you, or maybe you can give one up.
I think I could buy it for you, or you could
or
give
you
it
just,
up.
Oh, yeah.
Just
I don't
give
know.
It up,
hey, man.
Hey, man,
these are very valuable. They're very... I mean,
oh my
father...
God.
Hey, you know what
mean,
you could
he
do?
He gave me these.
You know what
this
you could do, buddy?
My-
you could... you could ask Steve-O to possibly give one up for our fundraiser.
Oh!
Oh,
snap.
That's nice.
That's going to happen in October.
Good.
I see what
since
you guys
you
are
have,
doing, and
since
I don't know
have
if I like it.
Multiple.
All right,
oh,
guys,
yeah,
got right.
multiple
you too. Also, by the way, studio@mystaticradio.com. That's the email address. You can email us.
No, that might be. You know what? We
that's
all...
not the purpose of this. The purpose of this is because I'm wondering if anybody else has ever inherited anything or been gifted anything that they just flat don't know what to do with. I have hundreds of these.
Furniture.
Furniture?
I have so much furniture. I'm like, what do I do? And you can't give it away because it's like, that's an antique and that's a set. And I don't know what to do with any of it. I have no room for all this furniture.
Let us know. You can Craigslist that bad boy.
Antique and
Craigslist
within the family for
know.
Hundreds of dollars.
I don't know. Static.
Good morning, Steve-O, Mitch, and funny not girl Mitch.
Thank you, Steve? Funny not funny caller.
Well, since I moved out of my parents' house, they'll every so often they'll give me food. And the most recent awkward thing, I don't know if you would consider it inheriting,
yeah.
but I'm going to consider it close enough. I had 15 loaves of bread.
What?
I have no idea what I'm going to do with all of these. I actually ended up giving most of them away. 15 loaves of bread. They're like, here, just take it all. I'm like, why?
You know, there's like Noonday Ministries, there's the Albuquerque
Rescue
Mission, there's
Junction.
Joy Junction, there's so many homeless shelters in town that could probably use that bread.
Actually, yeah. Well, actually,
so
one of the things...
most of it away.
From my way home,
there you go.
To my way to from my parents' house to my house, I saw two different panhandlers. I'm like, here, take some bread.
So there would you say then that you are a rich man because you are rolling in the dough? I mean, right!
Good
I
grief.
Mean,
right! And you
oh,
said
that's why you guys are so good.
You
right,
said
you
I'm not
day.
Funny. He said I wasn't funny and that just happened. Also, I would like to say sometimes
he
parents
said you were funny, you said
funny, not funny, not girl man. Mitch. Sometimes parents say, man, we really need to get rid of some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So and so's moving out. Hey, here's your inheritance. Good luck out there in the real world.
Yeah, I have a waffle maker. That's what my parents did. They're like, here, you're moving out. Take this. We've been trying to get rid of this for a long time.
Are you complaining that you got a waffle maker? Because that's one of my favorite things in my household.
No. I don't have the waffle maker that you have. That is the only thing I have asked for Christmas this year is a waffle maker that turns
like
upside down and beeps
yeah.
like hotel status.
Straight
beep,
up.
Beep.
I got
that's
a
the one that I want.
You see my waffle maker, yo.
cool.
It's
man.
Straight up like business class, dog.
Thanks, Jesse.
We're talking like Holiday Inn style, dog.
Dog.
This ain't motel. This is hotel.
Yo.
Yeah. Where the doors are on the inside. What? What? Yeah, I got a pretty sweet waffle.
We are talking about waffle makers, not the crisis in Syria, not what's going on in Egypt. We are discussing.
Why are you? Why do you have to do that?
I am real world juking.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. Speaking of wonderful parents, thought I'd play some Johnny Cash for Mitch's dad.
That's for my dad. That's for my dad.
He's amazing and I love him.
That's for my dad.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Oh, the party is here.
What's up?
Who's ready for it? Party going down this weekend at Calvary Albuquerque.
Yeah?
Skip Heights is kicking off a brand new series called Rock Solid.
What? I've been telling people that it's going to be open heart surgery.
Yeah, 1st and 2nd Peter.
That's what 1st and 2nd Peter do. Don't give me that look of confusion.
He's throwing it down.
I think most people, when invited to open heart surgery, might not be so inclined to show up.
Yeah, actually, whatever. This is going to be amazing.
It is. It's what I said. It's amazing. It makes your heart better.
It's amazing, guys. It's like open heart surgery.
I just know if somebody came up to me and said, hey, man, you ought to come with me to church on Sunday. It's going to be open heart surgery. I'd be like, cool, man. On the inside, go, nope.
CalvaryABQ.org really for details on it. It's going to be an amazing thing. Oh, and a special guest this weekend, Doyle Dykes. He doesn't play the banjo.
Nope.
But
he's an incredible guitar virtuoso, crazy, awesome. Yeah, he's amazing. So yes, he'll be doing special worship this weekend.
I've got to read some stuff.
All right.
We posted on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever inherited anything? What did you inherit?
What was it? I inherited model airplanes and model trains from my dad.
I inherited dashing good looks and unending charm from my dad.
Yeah.
And a tender heart the size of the Pacific Ocean from my mom.
I also inherited being a shorter dude from my 5'2 Spanish mother, even though my dad was 6'5, 240. I inherited that.
Mitch, what did you inherit?
I inherited furniture and my mom's realistic point of view. She was always very realistic.
Wow. Where did the green in your hair come from?
The Lord.
Hot Topic. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Hot Topic.
That's not even a lie. What you just said was 100%
true. That just makes me sadder.
All right, so.
Makes me more sad.
Whatever.
I believe
I more sadder.
This
when
guy,
cool
Jason, I believe Jason is a friend of mine from college. I think he went to college with me and Dave. He says he inherited a lawnmower.
Nice.
A really nice Craftsman ZTS 7500. Unusual, I know. But I think it was really nice.
Nice. That's
and
good.
In the South, you that's can't incredible. Argue with getting a lawnmower.
Really?
Somebody that's gives like a you a lawnmower, deal? You're like, oh my gosh. Thank you so much. It would be the equivalent of a golden rake for your rocks out here.
That's so funny.
It's my rake I inherited. It's for the rock yard. Tracy says she inherited her parents' sarcasm.
Nice.
I think I did. That I think I also inherited your parents' sarcasm, Tracy.
Yeah.
And Isaac juked me hard by saying the kingdom of heaven. Now we're juking you audio style, audience.
This one's going out to Isaac Medina. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. He inherited the kingdom of heaven. Third day. No, I'm sorry. No.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you for your feedback.
That's good. I like that. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
I want people to stop that.
My buddy Dan says he inherited diabetes and sarcasm.
Oh man. Yeah. Runs in the family.
I'm sorry, Dan, but
we're
that
not laughing
was
at
really
you.
Fun.
We're just yeah. Hey. You guys know what today is, right?
Holy snap. It's Trivia Thursday.
Oh my gosh, that is the worst. No! It's Trivia Thursday.
Trivia Thursday.
It's Trivia Thursday.
Oh,
on
yeah, that's right. Hold on.
Static
it's Trivia
Radio.
Thursday.
Just think of Lucky Charms. That's all I do.
My Lucky Charms.
This is how I speak when I eat Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. Oh,
I need that one girl to call in again. No, I don't think about Lucky Charms because those marshmallows are nasty.
Okay.
We got a new game for you today on Trivia Thursday.
Oh. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Do we know?
Up for grabs, a CD from our prize closet.
Oh!
Yes, so we've got some good stuff in there.
We have some great stuff in there.
Like the new Disciple? Fantastic.
There is a really...
Isaac, call in.
There is a really old Twinkie. No.
There is an old Twinkie, about a month and a half old.
Courtesy of yours truly.
There's also some random comic books, courtesy of Astro Zombies.
I just discovered that I have a pair of socks with holes in them, so I will be bringing them to place into the... I will wash them.
Okay. I just threw away a pair of socks with holes in them.
Why would you do that when we could put those in the prize closet? Who
I'm seriously going to bring them in.
You better. Gosh!
I will.
It's Trivia Thursday.
And mine
Give us
are
a call.
Way better.
Give us a call.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Top of the morning to you, laddie.
Top of the morning. We've got some trivia for you. Are you ready?
See.
This game's going to be a little trickier, all right?
Dun, dun, dun.
A little trickier this year game, all right? This is how the game works. It's called Two Truths and a Lie. No, we're not condoning lying. So you don't need to email in your hate mail.
But we are condoning playing games.
But we are condoning playing games.
Yay.
Yay. Are you ready to play the game?
Yes.
Two truths and a lie. Here's how it works. The three of us have come up with a phrase, a sentence, something in the world happenings.
Let me go first.
And your job is to tell us which one of us is lying, okay? Two truths. And a lie. So the three of us are going to give you a sentence. One of us is lying. You have to tell us who. Got
All
it?
Right.
All right. Mateo.
All right. What's his name on the phone?
I don't know.
What's
ask.
Your name?
Hans.
It's Hans.
Hans. Sorry.
From Mexico.
Hans?
Hans from Mexico.
Hans.
I'm going to tell you right now that Apple makes about $5,000 a second.
Wow.
Steve-O?
I'm going to tell you that in America... For 150 U.S. dollars, you could buy a 26-pound gummy bear.
And I'm going to tell you that bananas are actually considered a vegetable.
Two truths and a lie. You got to tell us which one of us is lying to you.
I'm going to say Mitch is wearing the pants on fire.
Wow. That bananas are technically vegetables?
Yeah.
Do they not have bananas in Mexico?
Yeah.
They do?
But they're not vegetables, are they?
Oh, are they?
Are they?
No.
That's what I said.
Judges?
Oh.
Correct.
You're correct. Good job.
What are bananas considered? Do you know that?
Yeah. Do you know what bananas are actually considered?
Fruits?
Close. I mean, yes, but close.
More specifically.
They're actually considered berries, technically. Bananas.
True
story. Yep.
Interesting.
Truth! Boom! Trivia Thursday, and that's how it works. And he just learned something new.
You're welcome.
We're on the education band.
Yes.
So our job is to educate the people and let them know, you know, wonderful things. Like, 5 is not a letter, it's a number.
You don't realize what you just did to me.
What?
I'm so excited about Sesame Street.
Did I just earworm you, or are you going to sing this song
so
all day?
I hope so. This makes me feel great.
What's crazy to me is the truth that Apple makes about $5,000 a second.
That is the truth.
That
people.
Is the truth.
What else was true?
That you can buy a 26-pound gummy bear for $150.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's too much money.
Yeah. A little crazy.
Unless you collect gummy bears. We got a couple more people here that say they inherited a collection.
Yeah.
Eileen says she inherited costume jewelry.
Okay.
I don't know how to say that name. Tirza?
Tirza.
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 She inherited Tirza. Her siblings and hundreds of... Is that skeins of yarn?
What is that word? You tell me what that
Spools.
Is.
Spools. Just say spools.
Today, all married and innocent, about 1,000 rubber stamps, so much scrapbooking stuff.
Sorry about this, guys.
Update. Steve-O doesn't know the word either.
Skeins.
Of yarn. Thousands of rubber stamps.
Skeins.
Thousands of rubber stamps. So much scrapbooking stuff, it will shatter the mind.
Wow.
That stuff is expensive, too. Yeah.
Her mom was a crafter. Her brother married a knitter, so some of it's gone to good use. The rest, however, goes into the Shrine of Craftdom labeled, "What are we supposed to do with all of this?"
That's funny.
Lisa says she inherited an awesome antique bedroom set that doesn't fit their house. Want to buy it? It was appraised at $12,000.
Oh my
gosh.
But
I can't find any buyers. And her grandmother's sugar cookie recipe.
Which is priceless.
Oh, that's priceless.
Hang on, let me check. No, I must have left my $12,000 in a different pocket.
Oh. Yeah.
Also, not in my bank account.
Or mine, actually.
Not in all of ours combined, but that's okay.
Hey, you know what, though? So maybe somebody listening is super rich and is like, I feel like buying that. That's fine.
Now, here's the thing. You could either buy that or you can you can invest.
Wow.
You can invest in something eternal.
You could.
Like the lives of humans.
Yes.
Vicariously through Static Radio.
So, no, the funny thing is, we are going to be coming up with ideas.
We are!
To auction off for our fundraiser.
Room. That's right, our next Share-a-thon coming up in October, the beginning of October.
We landed on Share-a-thon.
It's going to be awesome.
We were going to call it Give a Dime. We were going to call it Save Static. We were going to call it Matt's Poor, Give Him Some Money.
But they didn't like that one.
Turns out we've had all these really witty, hilarious names for our fundraisers over the last couple years that we've been doing our, biannual fundraiser.
Yeah.
And it seems like maybe people aren't getting the memo that maybe we're too clever with it. So we're just going to call it We Need Your Money.
Yeah.
We Need Share-a-thon.
A-thon.
You could do the Waverly idea.
Yes.
The Waverly idea to get people to concerts. Might get in trouble for this. We were just gonna call it free beer. And then when people showed up, we were gonna be like, "Oh, but we do have a band playing." There's T-shirts over there.
You can buy them.
That's what we should have called the Share-a-thon.
That is amazing.
If you go to this website,
sad but true gets people to show.
Where's the free beer?
Oh,
we don't have any, but would you like to donate to our radio station?
What you should have said is, oh, man, autocorrect.
Oh, I just ran out.
Free berries. It was
free berries. And those are gone.
Man, my bad. Ah, I knew I should have checked that thing earlier.
No, but when does that happen?
October? That comes up the first week in October. We'll be having Static Radio's next Share-a-thon. Be praying about it, man. If you love the station, if you just get some joy out of it, if you believe in what we're doing as a ministry and you want to be part of it, you can go to mystaticradio.com. You don't even have to wait. If you're ready now, there's a huge donate button.
Yeah.
Truth.
Also, if you don't have any money, but maybe you do have a large collection of stuff you want to get rid of.
Yeah. Auction it off and throw it our way.
Like,
whatever.
Are we allowed to talk about that comic book room?
Oh, the giant comic book room we're not allowed to talk
about?
That's
filled with comic books.
The room of comics that,
I tell you,
we have a giant room of comics.
Yeah, that's what I learned yesterday, in fact, is there is a giant room.
And I told you last week and you didn't believe me.
No. Of course I didn't believe you. There's a giant room here. Full of comic books, just waiting.
It's like DuckTales, except instead of gold to swim in, it's comic books.
Woo!
35,000 plus comic books that were donated to us for the fundraiser. So if you have something that you're not getting use out of that you think you could get rid of maybe on Craigslist and donate the cash to Static.